Well, it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM mini.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Aero. The next generation error reduction and mitigation system. For more information, go to aerohp.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. How are you? Well, hopefully you had a fantastic week so far. As I continue to do some more investigation and research into this thing that we call safety, I get to have the opportunity to be on social media, on the internet, and take a look at some of the different things that are available out there. And I have noticed as of late, there has been an influx of accident videos, accident pictures, and normally it's all posts the incident or wreck occurring. And there's a lot of people that are on social media that post these things for you to be able to use the information, I guess, about the catastrophic event. But this is what I'm still trying to figure out. I look at it and I go, I don't understand the purpose of the post about the accident, about the incident, and what value it could bring to you as an end user. The thing that we get to see is not really the context of what occurred. It is what has occurred post-incident. Do you value videos that have fatalities, wrecks, accidents in them? What do you do with that data? Do you use it? Do you think it brings a value to you and your organization if it causes your end user to have an emotional response to what they're seeing? I don't know. I keep on looking at it and trying to figure out what's going on with it. Let me know in the comments of the podcast or the podcatcher that you're listening to us on about what value you think this brings to you. Anyways, like always, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Wow, how things can change from one week to the next. Hey, hope everybody out there is staying healthy. I know everything is super crazy. We feel disoriented by the COVID-19 virus. It's more important than ever to stay connected and check in with your loved ones. That's why I'm so happy I've got T-Mobile. Listen, T-Mobile isn't just talking the talk. They're taking measures right now to make life easier for everyone by doing the right thing for their customers during this really critical time. For example, T-Mobile has ensured all current customers with data plans have access to unlimited smartphone data on their network for 2 months. We're all in this together. T-Mobile truly believes that. And while many T-Mobile stores are temporarily closed to help keep customers and employees healthy, they've still got you covered with any help you need. Just check out T-Mobile.com. You can see what stores are still open and how you can manage your account online. Stay safe out there. During congestion, customers using more than 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds prioritization, video typically at 480p, capable device required.